Phil Collins with Two Hearts on the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane.
Well, if the federal election was held today, it would likely be a liberal win, maybe even a majority for Mark Carney. However, there are still 20 days to go in the campaign, and anything can happen. Throughout the campaign so far, the Morning Zoom with Andy and Jane is talking with various pollsters to get their takes on the events so far. And today we're joined by Daryl Bricker, CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs. Daryl, good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
Daryl, as we are now in week three of this campaign, basically at the halfway point, certainly seems to be a two-horse race between the Conservatives and the Liberals. Canadians, we've had some time now to see the two main candidates, Pierre Poilievre and Mark Carney. What's something positive we perhaps didn't see coming from both the Conservatives and the Liberals?
Boy, that's a really interesting question. What's positive? Well, I think that for the Liberal Party, there's a sense that their new leader, so this is a positive for them, has been able to erase, at least temporarily, people's short-term memory, actually maybe even longer-term memory of the last 10 years, and really focus them on the here and now and who's best able to deal with the crisis that's being presented by the United States. So Mark Carney is kind of the leader of the moment, and we see this in all the polling, people believe is best qualified to deal with Donald Trump and what we're facing south of the border. For the Conservatives, I would say that I'm struggling to find a positive in losing a 25-point lead. But the thing that I think most people don't recognize when they look at the numbers right now is that the Conservatives are actually polling above where they were in the last three elections. So depending on the poll that you look at, they're anywhere between 35 to 38%, which is, in the last election, I think they got 34. So at the high end, you know, they've improved their support by a few points under Pierre Poilievre. The problem that everybody is dealing with is the one positive thing that you can't talk about is the performance of the NDP, which is basically collapsed.
Yes, I mean, Jagmeet Singh was in a power position several months ago, and now he is looking at likely having to resign his leadership.
Yeah, if I could write two books, and you guys may know I do write a fair number of books, but if I could write two books about Canadian political history over the last little while, the two books I would write were might be called What Was Jagmeet Singh Thinking?
Yeah.
Back last spring. I mean, I would love to be inside that room to figure out how they could possibly allow this to happen, because it was an active decision, and they did. And the other one would be, I already have the title, 3 days in December. What actually happened between Chrystia Freeland, Mark Carney, and Justin Trudeau? We still haven't heard the story.
Yeah, I don't think we will until after the election. Daryl, it seems this week Donald Trump hasn't been as much of a talking point. He's always a talking point, but in terms of this election, he hasn't been as much of a talking point as he was last week as we led up to Liberation Day. And the Conservatives saw a spike because of it. So besides Trump, where else can the Liberals focus in order to see a little bit of a spike of their own?
Well, what they have to focus on is the issues that really are dominating the public agenda. I mean, Donald Trump and trade is definitely part of it, but it's not just him and the threat he represents. It's what is happening to the incomes of Canadians and their personal prosperity and their sense of hope in the future. So the Liberals, after being in charge for the last 10 years, have been stewards of this. So what is Mark Carney and this version of the Liberal Party going to do that's going to get them back on track with Canadians? Because we already know what Canadians think of the last 10 years. It's not positive.
As we know, we speak to a mature audience here on Zoomer Radio. Our listeners vote. They are much more likely to vote than younger people. And what is interesting to us here at Zoomer Radio and Zoomer Media in general, Daryl, is that there has been very little attention paid to older voters by the Conservatives, by the Liberals, maybe more so by Pierre Poilievre, because he did announce some financial relief for older people. But what is the strategy in that? Is it just is there an assumption of the votes, or is it that the younger vote is still coveted and and they have to figure out how to get it.
Well, I think for, pardon me, for both parties, everything in marketing and politics these days is a lot about marketing, seems to be focused on the youth. I mean, even though the median age of a Canadian today is 42, the fastest growing part of the population is the Canadians 80 years of age or older. We just kind of ignore them and take them for granted. And as you correctly noted, they are the most habitual voters. And it's not just a question of age. It's also they're the people who have the most real estate. You know, they own a lot of property. They own a lot of assets. They're people who are deeply invested in the in what is going to be happening in the economy, particularly in the short term. And so they're a group of people really that all the campaigns have to focus on, but they just don't seem quite as sexy. Mm-hmm. But what is interesting this time around is that we've seen a complete flip in the demographic support for the political parties. So normally you would see more older voters looking to the conservatives and over-indexing on voting for the conservatives. We're not seeing that this time. In fact, they're more likely to be supporting the liberals. And the theory for that, and I think I'm correct about this, is that they are really, particularly with the attack of Donald Trump, trying to hold on to the version of Canada that they believe is the right version. And it's the one that they've lived in, the one that they grew up in, the one that they've had success in. And then you've got the other group of voters who are younger voters, particularly younger men, who are supporting the conservatives. And for them, this country isn't working. They're not succeeding. So they're looking for significant change. So you've got one group of voters who's really supportive of holding on to a past version of the country, almost in a nostalgic sort of way. And you can see the liberals playing really well to that, right? And then you've got the conservatives who are all about change and the need to change. And that's completely flipped the demography of political support in this country. That's one of the biggest stories of this campaign.
Really interesting. Thank you so much for your comments, Daryl.
My pleasure.
Daryl Bricker, CEO of Ipsos Public Affairs.
Now, the band and the wait on the morning Zoom with the Andy and the Jane.